This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for February 21st, 2022. Walt Disney World has officially increased ticket prices for multi-day tickets for guests visiting multiple days. This is the first major adjustment to ticket pricing since March of 2019, actually. For example, four-day base tickets were anywhere between $434.83 and $596.74. Now they're up to $447.70 or up to $596.74. Ticket prices for individual tiers seemingly have not changed as of yet, but for the full pricing breakdown for base, Park Hopper, and Park Hopper Plus tickets, head on over to our website. Marcus Gonzalez, the designer behind all of the Trader Sam's Tiki mugs, both at Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World, as well as other popcorn buckets, sippers, and barware, probably all of which are in my home, is leaving the Walt Disney Company after 32 years. Gonzalez announced it was his last day in the Trader Sam's mug trading Facebook group, writing, quote, "Hi folks, today is my last day with the Walt Disney Company. It's been a wonderful ride. For those of you that don't know, I've been with the company for 32 years and making popcorn buckets, sippers, mugs, glow, tiki mugs, and barware for like 20 plus years. I've enjoyed seeing everyone enjoy all the things I've designed and developed so much over the years, tiki mugs being some of my favorites." Gonzalez asked fans to share pictures of their favorite tiki mug, even if he didn't design them. It's very sweet. Some guests who have recently visited Walt Disney World are getting a survey asking them about the experience of the Disney Enchantment fireworks show at the Magic Kingdom that was introduced for the 50th anniversary. One question asked, quote, "How would you rate your overall experience with Disney Enchantment compared to your overall experience with Happily Ever After? Would you say Disney Enchantment was, and the options are, better, about the same, and worse?" An identical question was asked comparing Disney Enchantment to Wishes, the fireworks show from 2003 to 2017. And the survey went further in depth about what aspects of Disney Enchantment the guests found positive or negative. Let us know in the comments how you feel about Disney Enchantment. Do you like it? Do you not? Which one do you miss? I know people usually divide it. Do you miss Wishes or do you miss Happily? Let us know. I miss Happily Ever After. That was my favorite. I love Wishes, but I thought Happily blew it away. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad at Magic Kingdom was closed this week for a scheduled refurbishment, and it reopened to guests on February 19th on schedule. That's shocking. Something was on schedule. We headed on over to the wildest ride in the wilderness, see if we can notice any changes. We didn't really notice any, but nonetheless, the ride seemed nicely refreshed, and you can once again ride it your next visit to the Magic Kingdom. While at the Magic Kingdom, we noticed speakers have been installed at some of the Fab 50 Character Collection statues. It was originally announced that these statues would be interactive, and it looks like preparations for that have finally begun, you know, just 6 months after the start of the event. The speakers are small and black. We noticed the speakers at each one of the statues in the hub, and you can see this one in the flowers below Minnie's foot. There's also one on the ground next to Pooh and Piglet, and there's even one in the ceiling for Jacques and Gus. Over in Tomorrowland, Stitch also has a set of speakers on the purple wall, and the outside of the speakers were painted purple to blend in. Pinocchio has a pair of speakers. So again, all these, and at Epcot, we're seeing them installed as well. So we still don't know exactly what they're going to do, but at some point they're going to interact, we assume, with the app. It was mentioned at some way that Magic Band Plus will interact with these two. So we'll have to wait and see exactly what's going to happen, but at least they're getting ready for it, finally. Celebrate 15 years of Meet the Robinsons with a new Magic Band in honor of the film's anniversary. The front of the box features Lewis against a blue and purple background with multicolored gears. The Meet the Robinsons logo is in red on the bottom. And art on the box's side shows the time machine taking flight over the futuristic city skyline. It reads 15th anniversary in red. And the inside of the box stars Bowler Hat Guy and the many Doris hats. The 15th anniversary logo is found here as well. And the Magic Band is blue with gray trim and a matching Mickey icon. Bowler Hat Guy is on the band. It's good. He's my favorite character from the movie, so that's great. Found it in the Emporium at the Magic Kingdom for $39.99. There were also two new open edition Magic Bands inspired by Finding Nemo and Winnie the Pooh. The Finding Nemo Magic Band is light blue with a matching Mickey icon. And one end has coral. No, I'm not going to do it. And seaweed and says, "Can you find Nemo?" Hidden Mickey can be found in the plants, and Nemo is hiding among the other plants at the other end of the band. The Pooh Bear Magic Band is mint green with a matching Mickey icon, and a jolly Winnie the Pooh sits with a pot of honey on one end, and honey is spelled out with a pot and B on the other end. We found it in the Emporium of the Magic Kingdom. These were $29.99 each. Cast members at Sunshine Tree Terrace of the Magic Kingdom tell us that the citrus swirl will be discontinued for at least the next 2 years. Maybe that's when Tron will open. That'll come back with the citrus swirl. They did not know what would replace the classic treat, but said it would be most likely be a rotation of seasonal flavors. The citrus swirl has been completely removed from the menu board on display. The fan favorite treat was a swirl of frozen orange juice slushy and vanilla soft serve ice cream. Disney attempted to remove the citrus swirl 4 years ago, but its disappearance only lasted a week after guests demanded its return. It's been absent from Sunshine Tree Terrace for months, but cast members kept recommending to check back as it was supposed to come back, but now they've confirmed it won't be returning at least anytime soon. I know Sunshine Tree Terrace has done a lot of interesting specials. There was the I Lava You Float and a bunch of things like that. So I guess they're going to keep doing those things. There's only so many, only so much room behind that counter for different machines. So I guess, yeah, it is what it is. The newest addition to the Spaceship Earth apparel line is this new bucket hat. It's a classic bucket hat style, and it has the same colorful Spaceship Earth pattern as the rest of the merchandise line. And on the inside of the hat is a black lining with the Epcot logo in blue lettering. We found it at the Creation Shop for $29.99. For the first time in forever, Anna and Elsa are meeting again in the Royal Summer Hoos at Epcot. It's the first time it's been open since the start of the pandemic. The queue line is still wonderfully themed as you walk through. There are wood carvings of Anna and Elsa from when they were children. Beautiful decor pieces like paintings, banners, and violins. My personal favorite is the nod to Maelstrom. It's a beautiful tapestry. And of course, Anna and Elsa were in great spirits when we saw them in their Frozen 2 costumes inside. You could see a full video of this experience right here on the channel, but a full indoor meet and greet back at Epcot. The 2022 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival starts in just a couple of days, and Epcot is getting ready with more decorations and topiaries sprouting up daily. At the American Adventure, two large sunflowers have sprouted up near the entrance of the Regal Eagle Smokehouse. Pluto, Chip, and Dale are also at the American Adventure this year, with Chip and Dale standing in front of Pluto among the flowers, and Pluto wearing his classic collar of flowers. Over in the UK, Tinkerbell is fluttering in her new fairy house garden. And Tinkerbell stands on a rock in front of an array of florals and bushes. It's a gorgeous display with multiple fairy houses placed throughout. You've seen this in previous years. And Anna and Elsa have also returned to the Norway Pavilion. A lengthy survey distributed to guests with reservations aboard the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser has asked a number of questions about the guest commitment to their Star Cruiser reservation, including whether they will participate in the themed activities, whether they will wear costumes, and more as the immersive two-night experience prepares to launch. The first question, multiple choice, asks why guests booked in the first place, giving reasons from being a fan of Star Wars to it's something new to do at Walt Disney World. I mean, same. Second, the survey asks about guests' commitment to their reservation and whether they're considering canceling their voyage. Reasons for why guests may not be committed are included, such as changes in mask policy, securing time off, monetary reasons, reviews, and others. It's worth noting, obviously, the mask mandate went away since that survey went out. And next, guests are asked where their Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser voyage fits in within their Florida and Walt Disney World vacation. Of course, there's also boilerplate questions, but the real interesting one is that commitment one, where one of the options is, are you going to, you can answer that you're going to cancel. You know you're going to cancel this reservation. It alludes to the fact that they have indeed gone through a lot of cancellations. And so it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks. Obviously, as we've told you before, we are on the first two cruises, the March 1st and the March 3rd. You're going to start seeing on Friday the embargo lift on media outlets that have been invited to enjoy the Star Cruiser. It's worth noting they didn't pay to be there. And I don't know how you should feel about people giving you reviews of a multi-$1,000 experience that they have no skin in the game for. But I will tell you that we are paying just like every other guest. We will give you honestly and truly our experience aboard the Star Cruiser, what we like and what we don't. We won't simplify it down to the fact of, oh, it was worth the money, or oh, it wasn't. Really try to delve into each and every aspect of it and make sure you make the right decision for you if you are looking to book this in the future. But let's talk more. There's plenty more Star Cruiser to talk about. The term data band has been replaced with magic band on the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser website as the grand opening approaches. The website previously referred to magic bands as data bands to complete that immersion. Previously, the What's Included list said exclusive Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser data band. for the price, it should include an exclusive Magic Band, right? It now just lists exclusive Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Magic Band. So again, we always see this kind of pushback, this push and pull, right, with these themed experiences, especially with Pandora and Galaxy's Edge, with both have pushed the limits of how far can you go into immersion, to the point of not even calling restrooms in Galaxy's Edge. You tried to call them refreshers for a bit, and people didn't really respond to that, right? So we're seeing a bit of that now. I'm sure we'll see more of it as the Star Cruiser opens and as weeks progress, because that's part of learning operations. In a new video, Disney has given us our first real look at the inside of the Galactic Star Cruiser, with most previous images just being concept art or computer-generated imagery. They also revealed that the story of the Star Cruiser is set between The Last Jedi and the Rise of Skywalker, just like Galaxy's Edge. I mean, no shock there, it connects to the land. One image of guests doing bridge training was released, with a space battle happening outside. We also saw other scenes in the video. I guess in the video are mostly shown wearing masks. Obviously, it was filmed before the rules changed. We got our first look at the atrium as well, with a droid greeting guests. That's right, we're finally going to get droids. We paid enough to where we can finally have roaming droids, everyone. The story covers the anniversary cruise of the Halcyon, which has been restored to its original glory and is following its original flight plan to Batuu. Chewbacca is seen helping a young guest, presumably with some resistance spy work. And here is the Crown of Corellia dining room, with neon lights in the ceiling. It looks like Gaia is performing in the background. And here's a droid visiting guests at a dining table. That actually looks really cool. I love this. This shot and the one below appear to be from the airlock that'll connect the Halcyon to the shuttles. And this brief bluish look may be from the shuttle transport itself. We also saw a few shots of stormtroopers in red lighting lining up at the atrium railings. Can't imagine what's going to happen there. Of course, Walt Disney Imagineering developed Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and the Star Cruiser at the same time, so they will complement each other quite well. If you want to check out that full video, I suggest you do. It's on our website. Disney also then gave us another look at the Star Cruiser via an email that was sent to guests that have an upcoming stay. And it features several different, let's look at the photos. The first one features several different alien races hanging out with Galactic Star Cruiser guests. Then there's guests in the Crown of Corellia dining room. Guests look into space from their cabin in this shot. In another, we see a guest using a magic band to interact with the ship. So again, March 1st, quickly approaching. We'll have all the coverage you need. Stay tuned. The refurbishment of Expedition Everest at Animal Kingdom has been extended through April 30th, 2022. The Walt Disney World website still states the refurbishment will last through mid-April, although the calendar has it closed through at least April 22nd, which is the furthest the calendar is currently available. The internal Walt Disney World calendar reportedly lists the refurbishment as lasting through April 30th now, though. It's still possible the attraction could reopen earlier, but we will have to wait and see what happens. A new floral mini ear headband has sprouted up at Disney Springs. With its floral design, this headband is perfect for spring. The ears are made of green leaves and foliage, and the headband is light purple. The purple and lilac flowers line the top of the headband, replacing the classic bow. We found this pair at the World of Disney for $29.99. Jumbo! We attended the reopening of the fan favorite signature restaurant, Jico, the cooking place, at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. It's been closed, of course, since March of 2020. This is one of the last restaurants that needed to reopen. There's still a handful left that are still closed, but this was the last signature restaurant that we waited to reopen. They did get some new dishes, and we certainly also tried some of our old favorites. If you've never experienced Jico, or it's been a long time, probably has, it's been closed, you can check out the review on our website. Spoiler alert, like every restaurant at Animal Kingdom Lodge, it is fantastic. I think Boma, Sanaa, and Jico, three of the best restaurants anywhere at Walt Disney World, at any Disney property in the world, actually. They're all really, really fantastic. Walt Disney Imagineering has finished installing a Rapunzel figure on the stern of the Disney Wish cruise ship. Walt Disney Imagineering shared photos and videos of Rapunzel on Instagram. Quote, recently our WDI team in Germany completed a very exciting milestone, the installation of Rapunzel onto the stern of the Disney Wish. The entire figure is over 30 feet wide, with Rapunzel herself being 9 feet tall, big enough to wear a U.S. women's size 22 shoe. It's a weird fact, but okay. After 2 years of design and fabrication work with a team spread across three different time zones, they are thrilled to see Rapunzel adorning the stern of the ship, where she and her sidekick, Pascal, will welcome our guests for many years to come. We can't wait for the world to see her. Of course, the Disney Wish was recently brought onto the water for the first time. It will set sail on its maiden voyage this July. So stay tuned for that too. We're gonna be on all the cruises, the space cruises, the sea cruises, whatever cruises Disney can come up with, we'll be there. Anyway, quick plug for Carousel of Products. By the way, we still have these great Sunny Eclipse shirts at carouselofproducts.com. Performing daily at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe. And of course, can't forget about his backup singers, the Space Angels. No one's ever done a Space Angel shirt before. Finally getting the respect they deserve, these invisible backup singers. Again, get them at carouselofproducts.com. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. I believe I have to announce the winner of the snowman magnet. I almost forgot. I don't even know where my phone. Here's my phone. It matches. See, it all ties together. I didn't forget. I forgot. Let me find who won. It's here somewhere. Here we go. Scrolling. There it is. The winner of the snowman magnet, Stephen Woods. He wrote, I'm fairly jealous of the Paris 30th celebration. It looks like they're pulling out far more stops than they did for the 50th at Disney World. I was at WW in November. Wish we had a decent fireworks show and drones, let alone all the awesome looking glass stuff. Don't get me wrong though. I'd still be very happy having a snowman magnet on my fridge to look at. The holiday fireworks show is awesome. Well, you will have a snowman magnet to look at on your fridge. Just email Eric M. at WDWNT.com to claim it. There you go. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Welcome to News Today with Universal Parks News Today. I'm Tom Corliss. Here now the news. We'll be right back.